The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is under a congressional mandate to reduce haze at national parks, including the Grand Canyon, which is only 20 miles from the Navajo Generating Station. And as a result, the government is proposing a rule to reduce nitrogen oxide, or NOx, emissions from the coal-fired plant. In the last decade, NGS owners put what are called low-NOx burners on the plant's three big stacks, but EPA Regional Administrator Jared Blumenfeld says that was not sufficient.
We found that we needed a more stringent level of control, and that's the one that we're proposing.
The new EPA rule requires an average 73% NOx reduction, something the owners of the plant, including the Salt River Project, say could cost $1 billion. Scott Harrelson, a spokesman for the Salt River Project, says before the company commits to making the necessary upgrades, what it needs is time. Harrelson says the plant site lease expires in 6 years, and the SRP is in negotiations with the Navajo Nation to extend that for another 25 years.
That process triggers a federal environmental review, which will take at least 5 years to complete, and it could be followed by lengthy litigation. So the issue for us is one of timing. So we the owners would be very hesitant to make an investment of around $1 billion in a facility that we are not sure will operate beyond the year 2019.
EPA Administrator Blumenfeld says the government is very conscious of the timing issues SRP is raising, and that's why the EPA wrote the proposed rule the way it did.
One of the alternatives that we presented gives 5 years more time for the final installation, and we have two other alternatives that would bring it all the way through 2026.
That timetable may appease the power companies somewhat, but environmentalists like Rob Smith with the Sierra Club are not happy about the delay. They wanted to see the controls installed in the 1990s.
We're concerned that when you extend a date, it means the date that kind of you never reach.
Not only does the NGS supply power to hundreds of thousands of homes in three states, it also powers the Central Arizona Project, which brings Colorado River water to southern Arizona. Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake says he worries that the new controls could drive up water rates, which cascades into other problems.
If water rates are unaffordable through the CAP, you'll have farmers going back to groundwater, and that may have consequences for our underground storage.
The NGS is a major economic driver for the Navajo Nation. Ernie Zaw is the spokesman for the Navajo president and says keeping the plant operating is crucial because the power plant and its related coal mine employ more than 1,000 tribal members. Unemployment on the Navajo reservation is near 60%.
You know, it's not uncommon for Navajo people, our people, to reside with our in-laws. It's not uncommon to have the wage earners to provide income for the rest of the family. We're talking, you know, as many as 10, 15 lives.
Democratic Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick represents a district which includes the NGS. She says the proposed rule is a good start.
It gives us an opportunity and some time to have those conversations and figure out what direction we should go in terms of economic development.
The proposed rule is now open for 90 days of public comment. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.